Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cosmic Code with Dr. Turing. Well, the first thing I want to mention to you is that we are all still suffering the Cosmic Code jurisdictions. And I'd like to start the show by refreshing your memory that Mercury, the tiny planet of communication and transportation, is still going retrograde. Of course, I call this in my work a supernova window. So, if you are having some problems with, let's say, your washer, your dryer, if you're having some problem with, your car, or if you try to get things going and nothing seems to work, or if you try to listen to some of my show on the BBS archives and you do not see me, well, don't worry, because this is what a Mercury retrograde is all about. Mercury is there to bother us as much as it can, and it certainly does. Each time this planet is going retrograde, because my chart is loaded with Mercury, you could be sure that more than anybody else, I will be touched. I can remember like two or three that already passed. One was this guy, decided to ignore the red lights and nearly split my Corvette in two. Luckily for me, I didn't get hurt. Second time, somebody just backed right into me at the post office for whatever reason. Again, Mercury retrograde. And this current one, where my hammer went, the AC of my hammer went down, and all sorts of little things that are there just to make my life misery. But again, I am not the only one under the jurisdictions of the stars. You too, listener. So, or to analyze yourself, what is it that you did suffer because of Mercury retrograde? Those who do not know, expect life to go as smooth as always. Then the next thing you know, they cannot get to their their Yahoo account, or they have made a plan to do something, like I was supposed to go to my good friend Shadow party in San Diego. Well, guess what? Couldn't do it. Or maybe you have tried to fix a situation because of miscommunication with some of your friends. God knows what the excuses are all about. Mercury retrograde is there three times a year for about a month to make your life misery. And to those of you who have my book Moon Power, as you know, I do not practice modern astrology. I practice astropsychology, so the timing and the dates are very different. So, when I teach at the American Federation of Astrologers, I always tell these people, you know what? Hey, Mercury is supposed to be direct and a bunch of cars piled into each other. So, obviously, Mercury is still a retrograde. And the idea is to use common sense, okay? Use common sense and not what the paperwork or the date wants you to know or wants you to accept, okay? If you see things messing up around you, well, hey, don't worry about it. You know where it comes from. Now, of course, NASA, which is completely, completely unaware of the power of the stars, okay? NASA cannot do nothing else than to mess up. And guess what? I can only repeat myself, okay? Twice I told NASA executive, I begged them not to send a shuttle. And now we are, 14 astronauts less? 14 astronauts have paid a price of their ruler or their management total ignorance in the name of ignorance or the ridicule of religious convictions. Those people ignore God's signs. And that's where the problem is all about. My mission and my work is to make you, listener, aware of the new faith and the new tools that God intended us to use. Back on the 13th and 14th century, the politically oriented churches of those these days didn't want you to know the cosmic codes. Absolutely not. While secret society, including the Freemasons, knew and used the power to build and erect churches and do all sorts of behind-the-counter type of work, behind-the-scenery type of work that allows them nowadays to run this world. All these very important facts about the cosmic code and how God speaks to Earth through the sign and through the stars has been cast aside, laughed at, thought of the ridicule in the people, everyday people, Galileo. People like myself have been burnt to the stake in all their very powerful, mystical work stolen and hidden away under the 7 miles of the secret library under the Vatican. Now, this wisdom is real to those of you listening to me now. You know, if you know me very well, I don't have nothing to prove to you because you already know. When I was on Coast to Coast again, that is for the new listeners that just jumped in, not knowing me, that could easily see me as an egocentric or guru or would assume anything about my work and I. These are the people that needs to do the homework. These are the people who were not there when I said to George Norrie on Coast to Coast, George, be ready in 2 days, exactly 2 days from now, a batter squick will take place. And George replied, but Dr. Cherry, earthquakes happen every day. And I said, hey, wait a minute here. No. The earthquakes I'm referring at are above 6.5. 2 days later, it's 7.3 hit Asia. 2 days exactly later. Now, I have done this over and over and over again. But if you never heard my show, or if you don't take the time to go to my own archives, or to listen to this type of shows, how are you going to be able to catch up? Well, are you one of those on MySpace or Facebook talking about being constipated? I was there last night, and I was literally venting my frustration. I said, oh my gosh, these people, they are just talking instead of spending precious time to educate themselves with free material that I generate on my radio show and my newsletters. No, they're talking about weather. My gosh. So I thought, hey, why don't I go down to their level and, you know, explain the word fart? Yes. F-A-R-T, okay, feeling a rectal transmission. Fart stand for feeling a rectal transmission. I had to go down to these people level, upset them or crack them up laughing, I don't know. But I had to go down and grab their attention so I can bring them to the show today. And to give them a chance to listen and to learn and to grow and to realize that ignorance is evil while knowledge is power. And life goes by so fast. You ain't got time to waste. No. No, you want to learn. You want to do something that will upgrade your standard. You want to learn and you want to adapt to an energy that can help you to lead a more productive life. And as I said, sometimes I feel like having, you know, the golden keys, what it means to be human, and point out on the direct routes to the gold mine. And people don't even give me a second look. And you wonder why Jesus says, don't give your pearls to swine. Oh my gosh. And that is the world that we're in. A world that is more interested with Paris Hilton's last love affair or last diet or I don't know. What the hell is that going to help you with, people? Who cares? She's got a life, a very interesting life. Well, she's lucky, of course, she got mom and dad's money, but that is karma. Don't be pissed off or jealous or insecure about it. The cosmic code gave her that blessing. Well, you could call it a blessing or a curse, like in my case, being born with cosmic consciousness and a strong, very strong problem with stupidity. Call it a gift, call it a curse, I don't know. I'm trying really hard to make a good use by offering that to you, listeners. Now, earlier this lady said to me, Dr. Cherry, I get depressed, and where do you think that could be coming from? Well, depression in my work in astro psychology could be coming from a myriad of areas, but most probably because the tail of the dragon resides in your subconscious, and that is the most difficult time I had myself to go through when that tail of the dragon was in my subconscious. I had lost all thoughts of practicality. I had no power. I was constantly undergoing serious depression. And subconsciously, I knew it was not a good idea for me to either get drunk or to stuff myself with Prozac or Adderall, following the prescriptions of a traditionally educated doctor who would make my situation much, much worse. But I recall those days when the tail of the dragon was going through my subconscious and forcing me to undergo those serious psychological changes. I found myself in the street. Why the hell did I go out today? Where am I supposed to be? Where am I? Who am I? What's going on? Why do I feel this way? I had absolutely no logical, plausible explanation to the hell I was undergoing physically and spiritually. So now you might have a brother, a sister, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, or a child undergoing such a cosmic dragon's tail in the subconscious area. And this person would never, ever, in a million years, be able to either connect with the world or find the strength to be productive. And these people become very vulnerable. And the next thing you know, they either commit suicide in whatever way they are allowed to deal with. So, if you do not have cosmic consciousness, you are going to judge people through your own sanity or through your own insanity. And you wonder why people get killed, assassinated. Do you wonder why people commit murders? Or why people become born-again Christians or end up completely schizophrenic and hang themselves, shoot their head off? Hey, wait a minute. The amount of ignorance is humongous. And here I am every single day watching the news, watching my friends, watching the people that are very close to me. And I am able, because I raise my own vibration, to perceive their strengths or weaknesses and provide the love, the understanding that they need to go through this. But again, hey, wait a minute here. Don't even think of mentioning the word astropsychology to anyone apart from my students or those curious enough and born with an advanced UCI, unique celestial identity, that can connect with my work and my mission. And this is serious, people. Any disease, any problem that you're going through is coming from a blockage. The blockage can be physical or spiritual, but most certainly will be coming from the celestial scheme of things. God created the stars in the heavens to be used as signs so that we could use them and carve them to lead a more productive life. And over the years, lots of people were not exactly interested in giving you such incredible, rare wisdom. Because the laws in metaphysics is share wisdom is loss of power. So greed is what runs this world. And over the century, the true wisdom's been buried, cast aside, laughed at, and finally completely denied. And the world has made its first serious mistake. The world at large has now to pay the price, the ultimate price of breaking the laws of God written in light throughout its creation, the universal mind and cosmos. And that is where it is so important, people. That's where it's so important for you to realize that if you do not raise your vibration, take a chance against the ridicule, take a chance against your own religious upbringing, where you were taught not to use the stars, where you use common sense for God's sake. Those three wise men following the stars towards Jesus' birthday, Jesus' place, they use the stars right from the get-go. It's all about the stars. Now, I have to battle 2,000 years of wrong information or wrong teaching. I have to battle the evil of ignorance and fears. And I'm doing my best. And trust me, I'm doing pretty good. Because if I was that evil, I don't think God would have given me the option to bring myself to the forefront of national fame in my own field. And I don't think God would have given me the latest of the latest toys, very expensive toy to enjoy, if I did something wrong. No. I can hear God, I can see God in full action. And He's rewarding me because I know the timing. And here I am, 24/7, trying to pass on this wisdom to people like you that are willing to listen to me today, while others morons are talking about the weather on MySpace, on Twitter. Or on Facebook. Well, fears, depression are coming from also a planet called Saturn in astropsychology. So if you have Saturn in Virgo, which is the sign of healing, the sign who regulates purity, organization, and health in general, if you have these planets in Virgo, and of course you're going to be a health lunatic. Of course you'll be afraid of disease. And the Virgin Mary in you, the Virgo in you, will make your life misery by trying to sterilize every single thing you're going to see and touch, breathe and deal with. Yes, and that would affect also your eating habits. The next thing you're going to have is an eating disorder because this planet is playing havoc in the sign. And because you don't have any cosmic consciousness, you are a robot of those stars. You could also buy for anything else with Saturn in any other sign as far as fears are concerned. If Saturn happens to be in the sign of Pisces, hey, Pisces was water in the oceans, and you wonder why people won't get even close to the boat. Or as soon as they put their feet on the boat, they start to get seasick and throw up all over the place as a subconscious response to their fears. Now you've got people that have Saturn in Scorpio. Well, then that is a very, very powerful position that can work for you or against you. But usually, you're going to sign off for conspiracy theory. You know, like they are building right now concentration camps all over the United States, and we're all going to be losing power and control. That is Saturn in Scorpio. You have other people who have Saturn in Aquarius. Hey, these are the people that will never get into an elevator and are freaking dying as soon as they sit their butt on the plane. Because Aquarius rules aeronautics and flying in high places. Now, do you think your traditionally educated psychologist or psychiatrist is aware of the cosmic code of addictions? Oh, no, we cannot take you seriously, Dr. Cherry. You are not coming from an accredited school. Meantime, these same very people will come from the back door to take my course. And when they take my course, they say, Dr. Cherry, I have learned much more in 1 week crash course with you than 7 years in college. I don't have to poison people anymore with Prozac or Ritalin. My gosh. It is so important for you to understand that life is a constant process of changes. Everything that is once born has to die, including your appreciation, your understanding, your perception of God and the cosmos himself. And how are you going to do that? By talking to a stranger on Facebook about the weather? Hey, wake up! A good teacher has to be rough. And has got to be understanding, and it has to be patient. But the point is, there is no time to waste. When people are dying, when the economy is going totally out of order, when your rulers, your political and religious leaders are morons themselves, and down the line, here you are paying the price and suffering and doing all that you can to give yourself or your children a decent life. Hey, guess what? It's never going to happen if you don't understand the rules. How many times did I mention to you, if you go shopping today and you see the red light in the street or the stop sign in the street, you better follow the laws of man. If not, the cop's going to put you in jail. Worse, you're going to die because you made a mistake. You are aware of the physical laws. Now, all the spiritual laws that you were forced to believe, that was shoved down your throat, all those religious laws are junk. Junk, manipulated by the Church Inc. so that they can't survive and use the power and make more followers that become a very powerful voice when it's time to elect official. Do you actually believe that politics and religion are two separate entities? Hello? Time to wake up. The new perception of the Creator, our Father in the heavens, starts by you taking a chance on me and my material so I can free your poisoned spirit from ignorance and from fears. It is vital. It is vital for the sake of the children of the future that you help me. I'm constantly on the job, putting my energy, my spirit, my God-given gift of curse, whatever you want to call it, to help you. And I find an option, and I put it in my newsletter for you to endorse me with Oprah so I can finally do an interesting job by reaching the masses and change the perception of reality. And thousands of you have done it, and thank you for that. But don't stop. Go back to drcherry.com. Scroll down to the newsletter, the Free Dragon newsletter. That is one of the reasons why I'm still offering those newsletters for free. So that you can voice the need to change, but real change. All your presidents, all your local government officials, your school masters, the infantile scientific industry, None of them has cosmic consciousness. Oh my God, you might as well give a brand new Ferrari to a 12 years old, okay, and show him where the accelerator is and put him in the car with the thickest black glasses you can find. This is what's going on, people. And every single day there is a disaster and there is a problem and there is drama. If you understand the tools of God through His creation, you will be allowed to use your will. And the part of God in you and your intelligence through education is much stronger than the stars. So we can turn things around and control our destiny. No, you're not going to go in hell. You are in hell. In the darkness, in your stupidity, in your fears. Exit hell. Gain knowledge. Gain power. Gain understanding. Respect the laws. Those laws were written and by in light by God Himself, so we can use them. That is the purpose, the main reason. And this is how God intended it right from the beginning to be used, so to speak. Because you, like it or not, because you do not know it or not, you were made at the image of God. And that means you are a God in training on this dense physical world. And you've got to raise your vibration to that level. So you can finally make progress for yourself, for your children, for your neighbor, and for your country. All in the name of wisdom, knowledge, power, light, love, and respect, all God. And the God that I endorse, support, and teach. Not a God that's going to send you to hell and promises you with the apocalyptic end of this world. Bullshit. Excuse my French. Wake up, people. Now remember, I gave the date of May the 23rd for my upcoming deadly window dates. So if you're a cop, get those dates and watch. And if you just tune in, hey, you've got to catch up. Read my newsletters. And then when I talk to you and I said you're a moron, okay, when I call all the people talking bull on MySpace, okay, on Facebook, on Twitter, now don't take it personally, because I'm referring to ignorance, the ignorance that feeds evil in your life. I'm not talking to you per se, because instead of moron, I should use the word ignorant. That's even too hard for you. Two sensitive souls out there. Should I use the word innocent? No, I won't. I won't, because it's too soft. And I'm not going to create the reaction that lead you to listen to this show today. And trust me, you had a prayer. And you're not listening to me right here, right now, by accident. Yes, God is in charge. Don't forget. All right, now, I'm going to take some calls. But right now, let's go to New York. Celia, are you here, honey?
Sorry, how are you?
It's such a
pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you, Celia. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm pretty passionate in my work because you probably know me. You probably heard me some places, didn't you?
Absolutely. You are unbelievable. You are really, really one of a kind. And if people listening, that's the God's truth.
Well, you know, Celia, the only problem is that, as I mentioned earlier, people are easily amused and spiritually lazy. The reason why I know all that I know is not because I spend my time watching TV or laying down and sleeping. Now, I know what I know because I had an incredible, even dramatic life. And this is what I teach to my students. Incredible experiences breed incredible people that have incredible things to teach. And you happen to be smart enough to listen and to grow with me and other people that are silent listeners right now.
Thank you. And when I was reading your life story, reading your life story, I was crying from pain that you went through.
Oh, you have no idea. And trust me, Celia, If I was to put everything that happened to me in this book, even though that you know me well and you know I don't lie and I'm very honest.
No, absolutely not. You are the most honest person that I know.
But I still think you would not believe if I had put everything on paper in my book. You would not believe the hell that I went through. And when I said in my newsletters also that humankind is not smart enough to learn intelligently and that pain seems to be the real teacher, I can only reflect my life story and how I've learned. But for some reason, I was beaten by life in a very, very early age. And I guess the people that like me have had dramatic life are the people that karmically are set to learn faster because they have themselves a specific mission and a goal that is important to reach. And that's what I'm doing on a daily basis, Celia.
You are absolutely incredible human being. I never met anybody like you.
Well, let me tell you something, Celia. You were born in February, and you were born in 1950, right?
Yes.
Like me. So a magnet would not attract a piece of wood. This is what I teach my students. It takes one to know one. So for you to be able to perceive and to feel is because you probably also have had your own tough karmic work to endure. Do I make sense?
Definitely, absolutely.
And as an Aquarius like me, you're supposed to, in so many ways, fulfill your own mission. You're on a dragon's head, like mine is into the sign of Aries, which means you are a mentalist. You are a leader of the mind. By birth, you're set to perceive things that other people cannot. Your perception is also benefiting you for the time being. But one day, you will have to take your position and fulfill your soul's purpose as a leader of the mind. And, you know, take on from there. Do your homework like I do at you on the level. And I'm sure this is what you do. When you refer me to people, when you talk to people, when you sign my newsletter left and right, or when you endorse me on the Oprah Winfrey Show, you're doing your part. And for that, of course, I thank you. And there is so many people out there, Celia, so many people on the internet, millions of people that would rather take the passive approach, okay, or worse, what I call the ostrich attitude. These are the people that have too much fears, and they would rather stick their head in the sand. Oh, no, this is not going to happen. No, I'm going to wait and see if someone else is going to do the job to make my life better. And in not being a participant in life, because we are all living in this world as humankind, as a unit, it is everyone's responsibility. It is everyone. It was your responsibilities, basically, to do so. So, Celia, I believe Mercury retrograde disconnected you, and all that I said was channeled. So maybe it'll be a good idea for you to listen to the archive so that you can retrace this discussion a little bit. And again, Don, the president of BBS, told me earlier that, like every one of us, he's not immune to Mercury retrograde. And he assured me that all the archives will be up and running as of tomorrow. So as you listen to the show, Celia, and everybody else, again, you know now that my shows with Don's approval are free. So you can go back to the BBS homepage and from there click on any of my radio shows so you can enjoy the Cosmic Code Secrets with me. Celia, absolutely. Are you here, honey?
Yeah, I am listening.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Here. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm listening to you, what you have to tell me.
Okay. Well, I can rephrase a little bit of your forecast, if I may, and that will be my forecast also, because like you, I was born in February, and you're my celestial sister, having the same energies in this chart. So basically, the tail of the dragon has been since last December, for about 2 years now, right in the seventh house of marriage, partnerships, and contract. And this is why, of course, in my case, Charanya came into my life. And from a single man, I am now enjoying my soulmate and enjoying true love and enjoying Charanya's gifts. And many of you have read her artistical talent and her aptitude. She is just a blessing. I'm so glad. You know, being Dr. Cherry and having the best toys to play around, ports and cars and armor and everything that I own, you know, made me a catch for many, many girls. And I, you know, being French, I played hard. Okay, I did play hard. All along, I was looking for somebody that would resemble me in so many ways, but most of all, somebody that would love me. And, you know, you could be a billionaire, okay? If you don't have love, you have nothing. I had it all, but I was and had nothing until I met Charanya.
But she's such a special soul. She's such a gentle soul.
She is indeed a very gentle, special, very spiritual, advanced soul. And again, a way of expressing herself is into the world of Pisces. She was born with Mercury in Pisces. So she's very artistic, very loving, very sensitive, very psychic, and of course very, very emotional and susceptible to anything. This is why I'm trying all that I can to protect her from the hyena that you have on the internet that email her, because either they don't understand her UCI or they're jealous of her. And many times...
They probably are jealous.
Excuse me? Say it again.
I say she's very beautiful in and out, and she's with you, and they are jealous.
And well, that's exactly what she says. They're jealous of me because I'm with you. And you know, you're right. You're right. But again,
Dr. Turi, there is an expression we have. Better they should be jealous of me than I should be jealous of them.
Yeah, but the point is you don't have to be jealous. This is a very low... Being jealous of something is terrible. Let me tell you something. I remember... I parked my Mercedes, a very, very expensive machine, in front of a bar, and Charanya and I, we went out eat something, bar, restaurant. And when we came out, some people spit on my hood and my windshield.
Oh.
Now listen to this. You know, how, in the name of God, or in the name of intelligence, would anyone attract anything if it spits on it? Do I make sense?
Absolutely.
A magnet would not attract a piece of wood. If you're jealous of somebody else's possession and you spit on it, in no way, a billion years, you would never attract it. That's the law of attraction.
Absolutely.
Jealousy is one of the lowest emotion making up the human experience. And you know what? You know, I am not Jesus and I'm not God, even though that I was made at the image of God. I'm not the creator. So I am not free of sins and I'm not free of bad feelings. And I remember about 20, 25 years ago when my older brother, who is very successful, owns hotels and restaurants and discotheques, and he was driving around with a wonderful, beautiful car. My gosh, was I jealous? Was I jealous? And jealous of my own brother that was feeding me?
No, you weren't jealous on your brother. Just, you have to understand, you were younger. You didn't achieve yet at that age that he was, what he achieved. You wanted to be at his place.
Exactly.
And think very deeply. How was it, jealousy or envy?
I guess you're right. It was more envy than jealousy because I love my brother and he loves me.
Exactly. I understand exactly what you were going through. You wanted for yourself, which is nothing wrong, and it was just envy. You wanted to be older like him and to be in his position already.
Exactly. And my older brother is like, 8 or 9 years old, older than me.
Oh,
so,
it's a big difference.
So he had time to learn a few things, and he had time to do things for his own. And now looking back at the situation, of course, these feelings are gone because I drive a much better car than he ever had nowadays, and I enjoy fame that passes the city that these restaurants are or discotheques are. My reputation is worldwide. But measuring the level of accomplishment between brothers sometimes is a good thing because it challenges you to do better. So when you look at it, this envy or jealousy, whatever bad feeling you want to call it, has activated me, has stimulated me, so to speak, to do what I had to do. Okay?
Absolutely. So sometimes it's not bad. It's not that you didn't want it for him. You love your brother, but you want it already. You think about now, go back and think with your age at that time. Let's say he was 30 years old and you were 21. You couldn't have the same at 21 what he achieved at 30.
Exactly.
So you wanted to be at that place, but it's not because you didn't want your brother to have. You wanted for yourself to be in that position already because we rush. We want to live fast, and to be already there. When we are 14, we want to be 18. When we are 18, we want to be 25.
And this is how it works. It's not insane, Celia. This is how it works. But as I said, now looking back, those feelings, the challenge, the ego, those feelings are gone because we both are where we're supposed to be in our own respective life and experiences. My brother had to face karma and the pain and the suffering to be who he is and be where and nobody knows nowadays. The same thing with me. But you know what? I still was mad because but that was in a very different situation. It's when we first when we together experienced a UFO flying 30 feet above his brand new Mercedes in those days in 1981.
So you were 31 years old only.
Exactly. So basically, when we saw this flying saucer, I never understood, and I told him many times, I said, Joe, for God's sake, why would you lie? Why would you say it never happened? Why don't you acknowledge the reality of extraterrestrial? When I was with you, you were there. I was outside. You saw it. It was 30 feet above the car. And when I came into the car, when that thing finally shot away from us, you told me it did not happen and not to say a word to anybody. I was.
You know why, Pastor Tori? Because you had guts to face the truth, to face whatever faced you. He was, I'm sorry to tell you, but he is like a lamb who is going with the majority and he's afraid to go against the world because nobody will believe him. And you
exactly.
Faced. And you are facing even today that every day of your life.
Exactly. But at that point, he told me this excuse. He says, you know what? I know very big, famous people. I know people in the city. And these people, if you talk to them about flying saucers, they're going to think we were drunk or on drugs. And you cannot say it. I say, well, that Joe, it's you, it's not me. Because me, I don't have all this possession, I don't have a name to protect, I have nothing. As a matter of fact,
Dr. Turi, I so feel for you because my own son is laughing at me because I have so much, you know, until what I try to tell to people, until you are not in it, you don't understand it. Until you don't have knowledge about astropsychology, There is no way you can understand it. So you ridicule the people who are into astropsychology. But it's a pity because they don't know what they're missing. So I've been in the same shoe with my son, who is supposedly intelligent, and I'm very proud, you know, all 9 yards. And I know exactly how you feel, and I know exactly what you are facing. So we are so much the same. And what I try to tell people, if you don't speak Japanese, you can't understand it. There is no interest for you. So it's the same thing. If you don't understand and you don't study astropsychology, you just don't understand it. But please open up, learn, because there is so much knowledge. You know, I will tell you a story which is very, very valuable. I am Jewish, and I talk a lot about astropsychology to my clients. And I have Orthodox Jews. And you know what one Orthodox Jew woman told me? She says, you know, Celia, you better learn, like she was putting on, like, I'm a lost soul, and I should better go and go to my roots and learn through my roots. I also know how to be cordial with people and with whom how to talk. I say, you are right. I will think about it, and you are right. But in reality, she, because, like you say, knowledge is power and ignorance is evil, and that's precisely what it is. She doesn't even get it, that everything came from Kabbalah, the all knowledge.
Exactly.
Who was Nostradamus? He was Christian born, but the
he was a Jew.
Before, he was, they were Jewish, and from Kabbalah, they taught him, the grandparents taught him that knowledge. Besides that, he was born genius, and he just was smart to go with that route, and he became who he became. Guess what? Couple days later, I'm receiving emails from temples from all over. Big thing. Once in 28 years, it's happening that the sun is in synergy with the moon, with the all planets. And it's a big, 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 huge celebration by Orthodox Jews. Everybody goes in the street and singing and praying and blah, 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 blah. Here, just a woman was ridiculing me who is an Orthodox 3 weeks ago. I could confront her and tell her, look what's happening. You know, I have now all information about it. But you know what? She's my client. I do my work, and some people you cannot teach.
Well, I understand that. You know, people can only relate to you, Celia, because of their education, their intelligence, their experience, but most of all, their stars, their UCI. You know that. And this lady does not know that Nostradamus was family who was fleeing, and was fleeing whomever was trying to kill him during those days. And,
yeah, because it was the two kings, the Spanish and the French, they were friends, and they had the same vision, and they wanted to kill or expel the Jews. And you had three choices: to be killed, to become Christian, or to leave the country. So and this family, before, decided to be Christian, so he was born in a Christian family.
Yeah.
But from where is all knowledge? It's from Kabbalah.
Exactly. But you know what? As I said, the French king gave him asylum to him and his family, and he says, but in order for you to do so, you have to become Christians. But, you know, you cannot deny your roots, and the old Jewish, the old Jewish religion taught astrology. As a matter of fact, only the old Jewish religion taught to Kabbalah in astrology. But this has changed over the centuries. The true wisdom is too priceless, is too important to give it to normal people. So only secret
you are right,
society.
And I was told that a Orthodox Jew, a man only, and that's where it goes, the difference in the energies, female and male, you know, the suppression of the female energy, but also I understand another level, that only at age 40 a man can learn Kabbalah. Why? Because the religious Orthodox Jews from age 3 starting to study from the beginning all, you know, to prepare themselves. And if you don't have that knowledge, and if you go to study immediately the deep, deep Kabbalah, the mysticism that you know already, then you can go crazy, because people did go crazy, because you, another world is opening up to you, and if you're not ready, you can't, it's impossible for the brain to accept it.
Yeah. But you know what, ultimately, what I'm trying to do here in my work is to reinstate God's faith and God's tools as they used to be before religion changes everything for their political aims. Do I make sense?
Absolutely. I understand exactly from where you are coming and what you are doing, and that's why it's so clear to me. And I understand why it was taken away from majority of people, because your knowledge is power. Your knowledge, astropsychology is power.
Yeah, and imagine if criminals had this wisdom. I mean, they know exactly when to go and do a bank and get away with it.
Exactly. And they want to suppress people and not to take away that from them.
Well, you know, the stars don't care. You know, it's pretty much like God creating an earthquake or a volcano and killing innocent babies. The stars do things, and then they don't think. Anyone can use those stars for good or evil. And sad enough, the true wisdom has been taken away from the masses. This wisdom does not belong under the 7 miles of secret library stuck under the Vatican. This knowledge belongs to people like you and me who understood it and used it and wanted to share it. But no, people like you and me and Galileo, you get burned, you get killed if you start to touch on real power. You know, the secret society do not want you to use the stars. And I tell you what, would it be Hitler? Will it be Stalin? Will it be all the French president, or even Reagan for that matter, okay? Or even Saddam Hussein? All these people had a very, very close hand on astrology. But again, luckily for us, these people didn't have me. The astrology that is used today is based upon the Julian calendar, is very modernized, is very mathematically jargonized, and becomes more astronomy than astrology. And the true power, even though that astrology is probably one of the top science that's coming back alive, is still not as precise, because it was manipulated the wrong way. But I have a gift, and I taught you exactly as I know it. And this is why you can only react to it the right way, because you've been taught properly, and that's what
Absolutely.
It comes down to it.
Absolutely.
And I always say to my student, take the course by mail. You take the course by mail, the books, the DVDs, the CDs, the exam, the material, and all that you need to start your exploration of the cosmic code and master the secret of what it means to be human will be coming your way. And then, whenever, wherever I'm going to be teaching, you can sign up for it. You can come, okay? Because there is no way that I'm going to teach you Nostradamus Kabbalistic Healing or the Astro Tarot by taking the course by mail. But you will already be ahead of time.
Your courses are the best. Whoever is listening and didn't take yet, they don't know what they're missing. Because only if physically you're taking your courses, you can understand what is it all about.
Yeah, well, honey, again, you have the UCI. You are my celestial sister. You were born in February like me. You were born in 1950 with the same dragon in the third house on me. So this is the dilemma. All the people out there do not have the same UCI. And it may take them 2 or 3 or 4 lifetime before they get to acknowledge such a rare, powerful wisdom. And then when I said in my newsletter, don't give pearls to swine, this is, I know how you feel, and you know how I feel, because you know you have the truth that passes every single sciences, every single religious denomination, and yet the people will not buy it, because you give it for free. Priceless wisdom. Priceless wisdom that people died for, a wisdom that is priceless, that has been cast aside, okay, is available through me. Most of the time it's free through my newsletters, okay? People will not get it. And that's where you have to give them
why
time
they don't
to grow.
Get it because they don't want to open up. They are so, how to tell, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but people are so wrapped up in their own life that they don't understand that there is more to life. Life is much deeper, and through astropsychology, you learn things that no school can give it to you. Nobody can give it to you. You are really rarity. You are unique. You are only number one in the world, and nobody can understand that.
And I
don't know when people will wake up, really, to appreciate you, what God's gift you got. I mean, I'm so appreciative that I came, that God led me to come across of your knowledge and to be one of the lucky students and to take your knowledge. And that is, I want to learn more and more, and there is no end how much I want. Because, as you know, it's no end to it, to knowledge.
No.
You have 35 years behind you. I don't have 35 years behind me. So I can't compare my knowledge to yours. You know, I know is scratching the surface.
What you know is real. You have the foundation. You've been taught to drive at 35 miles per hour and respect all the signs, and you can drive Discovery safely. Now you can bring it up in the fourth gears to 250 miles, and you will still be very safe because you have been taught the real laws of the divine. Okay? So, as you know, it's so crucial for me to pass on this wisdom. God forbidden something happened to me, okay? At least you have that wisdom, and you can carry the torch. You can pass it on to your kids when he's ready. And if he's not ready, so be it. Let him grow. Let him grow, because, as I said, you can't take the horse to the water. Doesn't mean the horse going to drink, because time is the essence. People need time. They need to understand that talking about trivial things and being lazy spiritually will never give them anything to lead a more productive life. And it's all about education, it's all about cosmic consciousness, and it's all about understanding the new face and the new tools of God. And this new face, these new face and new tools are not new at all. You know that. I'm just rekindling the true face of God and the true tools of God. Because this wisdom and this truth was stolen from us and replaced by dogmatic, ridiculous religious teaching that at the time I'll be done doing that simple hour show, hundreds of people would have lost their lives. And anything that at the end kills is not God. God is light. God is love. God is understanding. God is peace. And I am working. I'm working as hard as I can by educating and getting more people, more students that are advanced like you, so that again, God forbidden, something happened to me, that wisdom does not go back under the 7 miles of secret library and kept away from the children of the future. So the more people learn about the true face and the true tools of God, as He intended us to use these tools, the more power and the more option and the real possibility to have a very beautiful world would not be just a dream. But as it stands now, everybody is subconsciously and unwillingly refusing to read the signs of God because no teacher is available to them until now, because now they have you and they have me. If they got at least something from that radio show today, is that to listen to their intuition, to go back to my website, drcherry.com, scroll down to the Free Dragon newsletter, sign up, or read them. Just submerge yourself. Get drunk with wisdom.
You know, Dr. Turi, I just can't understand, because I read your emails that people are writing to you, and when they say they don't have money, I'm so I'm sorry to be very blunt, but people have money for a pack of cigarettes. People have money for maybe vodka or beer, mm-hmm. okay? But they don't have $35 or $100 for wisdom. That when you go to school, you don't learn nothing, even if you pay $100,000.
Yep, that's how it works, honey. Well, I'll tell you what, at the expense of all the other callers, today I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to give you the option to pass on the same feeling that I have to help me to reach more people. So, Celia, honey, one more time, thank you so much for joining me today. And until next Wednesday, everybody, goodbye.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day, honey. All right, we come at the end of the show. And as I said earlier, please, please, help me to help you to uncover the true face and the true tools of God. Go to my website, Dr. Turing, TURIDRTURI.com. Scroll down to the Dragon newsletter. Sign up, read my work, and join my family of star students. Until then, may God bless all of you. Goodbye, everybody.